Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, she says she done with that. Okay, any motherfucking way, let me talk about some shit. Because, see, you guys got to understand, the courts did not start giving out fucking big time since you became of age, 2013 or whatever. Not even in 2000. That shit. Back in the day, you could get life if you was in the wrong state with more than one white woman in your car. I'm very serious. You ain't got to be done shit. If you cross the straight, if you cross the state lines with some poles in your car, you can get 30 years. And if more than one hoe told different stories, but they said you was a pimp, you also could get 30 years. Men, back then, I wasn't no pimp. We were all men, no matter what we did for our motherfucking money. And I'm telling you, the one thing that really made us like a real group of people was that we all believed the same thing. We didn't all do the same thing for money. We just believed the same thing. You got to man up. We got the role. It, whatever we do for money, it ain't legal. So, you're going to get caught. And if you get goddamn caught, you're going to jail. You accept that. You accept it. If we was pimps or not, we would man up and handle whatever business it was that we was handling, like men do. See, thinking that scary shit that you guys think is what allow you to accept anything from a woman. You fools won't even man up when you fucking with a new bra, which is what I wanted to talk about. Fucking with a new bitch. This shit I be kicking, it's just not easy. It's not in any way easy. If you really want to understand what I'm talking about, you got to be into it. Because you have to do it no matter what. If you need it to be easy, then you really shouldn't be fucking with me, man. Because you can't stand it. Not what it really takes. Because niggas go to the pen for many, many fucking years for any slick shit. And they only go when they flip. I was out there and I didn't go, so you know it's possible not to flip. 901, what's up with you, baby?
Oh, man, this is Percy.
What's happening?
All right. Good topic you talking about, man, because my question has a lot to do with that. And it is, I hear you talk a lot about being firm in what you require from a woman as a man, without a title, no matter, what title I guess you give yourself. You still have to be firm. You have to have a foundation. But what is your interpretation of humble? What does humble look like to you?
Well, humble is the way I am around your mama or your minister or somebody I have some sort of respect for. And now I could be humble if that's the case. And, know I can say or do something that I don't do it or say it because I'm trying not to, put somebody in a position. But me, I'll never be humble unless it's somebody like the Pope or if it was President Biden, I might would be humble. If it was Obama, I would be humble. If it was Trump, ain't no way in the fuck I would be humble. Humble to me is degrees. It had degrees. Now, what made you ask that, bro? I think that's a pretty good question.
Well, I ran into somebody that told me his greatest lesson in life, you know, the older cat, and his greatest lesson in life was to understand that he's not God's gift to the world. So my interpretation of that, just ever since then, situations have kept coming to me, and it's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's so much faggot shit out here, you know, because niggas is making it so easy that I'm getting the desired result. And what that looks like is the bitch going the other way. But, you know, at the same time, I wondered, should I always be humble? And I love your answer. It explained it perfectly. You know what I mean? And it's, what you're saying is what I was thinking. Like, everybody doesn't deserve the humble, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and every situation
right. Doesn't.
Every situation doesn't as well.
Bro, you don't never supposed to think something across the board. Everything you think that's important to you, you do take note of it, but it ain't across the board because life is too different. There's too many different ways things can happen with what you think ain't right. Is 2 and 2 always 4 every fucking situation?
Right. No, it's not.
Wait, I'm asking you a question. Is it? Is 2 and 2
yes. Always
4?
Yes.
No, it isn't. You ever heard of base
Talk
2?
To me. I missed that one. I missed that one. I ain't gonna lie. Break it down just a little bit.
Bro.
Yeah, I missed it.
All right. In base 2, there's no 2s. We count in base 10. In base 2, 2 and 2 is probably 100 and something. Let's see. 1, then you go 10, then you go 11, then you go 100, then you go 101. Then 111, then 200. No, then 1,000, because there's no 2s. So unless you think like that, knowing that there's some certain instances where a person can say something that's absolutely to you wrong, but if they're thinking in another way, which is completely coherent to them, how can he be wrong?
Right.
So what I'm saying, bro, you know, nobody deserves
to be
humble all the time. There ain't no fucking such thing. Whatever you feel,
gotcha. Right. You're
supposed to distribute it accordingly. I mean, that's my version.
Right.
Cool?
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Thanks. That was actually a very good question, bro. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. All right.
So what I was getting ready to say is any slick shit you do, pimp shit, dope shit, whatever the fuck, robbing niggas, robbing banks, you know, anything, if you fucking get caught, you going to jail. Who the fuck is this? Look, hold on. Hey, bro. I ain't using that goddamn shit there. So if you want to call in so people can hear you, because you calling my personal phone. This fucking cameo, motherfucker. Call the goddamn number. I recognize your voice. All right, see, so where I'm coming from, keep, this is an important point. People always calling right when I'm finna say it. But, like I say, I was out there, and I didn't go to the 10, so you know it's possible to not go. I ain't the only one that did that motherfucker shit either. But the one thing that all of us, pimp niggas, dope sellers, niggas, robbers, whatever, jackers, I mean, you know, we all believe in what the fuck we think. We just do. He can think left, I can think right. But unless we doing the same thing at the same time with each other, it don't matter what the fuck he think. Because what he think is what the fuck he going to do, and obviously he been doing it. So what I'm saying is, we believe in what we think. No police, no bitch, nothing is going to move us to be punks. And that's the way it is. God damn it, it is cameo. All right, come on, nigga, what's up?
What's up, Professor? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Not much. I got a question because I was talking with your partner Shantae the other day, and we had a real good conversation. But something came up in the conversation.
Cameo. You know, I don't like no name dropping bullshit. Just ask your motherfucking question.
Okay, back when you was pimping, you had Sandy Baby. That was one of your hoes. You
my
know what
first
I'm saying? And yeah, your first hoe, and you turned out with her. You know what I'm saying? But she ended up getting killed. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know, how did you handle that? I know she didn't get killed under your instructions, but she did end up getting killed. And I want to know
What you asking me, Cameo? Did I shed a tear or something? Believe it or not, I did. I liked it, that bitch. But that bitch that bitch chose the part of the game that wasn't me. So fuck that bitch. When she got killed, she got killed. My hoes, my other hoes, they tripped. You know, because I said, when they asked me about it, I'm trying to be hard as a motherfucker. Man, fuck that bitch. She wasn't with me. They looked at me like I was a monster. They thought I should have cared. And I did care. But I wasn't telling them, fuck you too, bitch. That's what that's what I'm portraying, because that's what it's about. Now, as far as me, when I was riding in my car and I thought about it, I said, bitch, yeah, I had to pull over. Shit. Ain't no hoe don't see that shit. But them hoes know that about me. Because they could be sitting up with me at the theater and we watching some goddamn movie and some shit come on, some father, son get back together, they hated each other or whatever. Them bitches hear me sniffing like them up. I got to get up. Hey, if we at home and sitting on the couch watching some shit like that, I turn. So that's just how I am about that kind of shit. Not that that's how you or some other motherfucker supposed to be. I'm just, I'm emotional sometimes. Not like a bitch emotional. Not that kind of emotional. But when something means something to me, it just makes me. Cameo, you know, several times I posted in there, somebody in class said some real powerful shit or did some real powerful shit. Man, that shit brings tears in my eyes. Y'all probably thought I was talking shit. But I wasn't.
No, because I'm the same way. I'm emotional like that. You know what I'm saying? But I had to learn how to control my emotions and not let my emotions make me do something that I shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm emotional the same way.
Yeah, you're right. You got to control them, man. Okay, good shit, man. I got some important shit to talk about, man, so I got to go. Unless you got another question.
All right. Nah, that was it.
All right, cool. See, what I'm talking about, I know I told y'all about this broad that I was talking to. I actually met her on a program I was doing with Steve the Dean. Well, I ain't, you know, meeting no broad. I mean, she in another state, Missouri, or some other fucking where. And we talking about meeting and shit, but I know for a fact, me, I ain't meeting no bitch that can't motherfucking get past what they think. Now, through conversation, I find out that the bitch, you know, have a issue with somebody she fucked with before. And I guess he was a punk. I don't know. I ain't saying it, I guess. Because she evidently fucks with punks. She thinks she can speak any kind of way to. And she was like, yeah, motherfucker, you know, all kind of shit. You just wouldn't believe it. But I know bitches. You know, I'm figuring once I tell this motherfucker that I ain't the one, you know, she would, you know, adjust, but she didn't. No motherfucking, I'd be talking to, and the bitch would cut me off. And the bitch would start saying something that I ain't even talking about. And if you want to really talk about something, why don't you start the conversation? So we, you know, but if I didn't start it, something, we should at least finish what the fuck I'm talking about. And this bitch would motherfucking cuss a nigga out. And I told her, you know, but now off the top, when she started cussing, I would hang up, bitch, fuck you. Now, I hang up on the bitch. And then the bitch would call me over and over and over. And then the nigga get texts. All kinds of texts, all time in the morning. I just told this bitch I can't sleep, and that shit wakes me up. Oh, no, she want to argue with me about that. You just don't want to talk to them. You don't want love. I'm being real when I tell you this shit. I'm not exaggerating. This bitch would text me 4 o'clock in the morning, wake me up, and ask me what's wrong, because I sound funny. So now, in my head, I already know I can't fuck this bitch. So I told her that. Now, bitch, you know, you used to, you know, some niggas that take that kind of shit. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, because she sent me pictures of her ass, bitch, fine and a motherfucker. And in my head, I'm thinking, man, I get past this, you know, this little punk bitch shit, and hit that motherfucking pussy. Because that's, you know, I just want to fuck this bitch. Now, it got so bad I had to block her. Fuck you, bitch. I blocked her. Then she called on another number. But, just like you should be honest, I gotta be honest, it was the same area code. So I kind of knew it was her. So I must have wanted to fuck with the bitch, or I wouldn't have answered the phone. But I did. I answered the phone. And the bitch asked me to unblock her. She knows she be fucking up. She, you know, she explained about her past, blah, blah, blah. You know, she is just be, show some, excuse me, show some more respect. So I'm talking to this motherfucking bitch. And she started that foul mouth ass shit, and I slammed the phone down again. And now, I didn't block her. But I don't know this phone number she called me on again. But I'm looking for it, same area code. But I get another fucking call from another number with a different, you know, I get all these calls. That's why I don't like how this shit is hooked up to my phone. But any motherfucking way, you ain't gonna believe this. When I realized it was her, I said, look, bitch, and I tried to explain what I was finna explain, but she cut me off. And the bitch accused me of smoking crack. Well, no, not crack. Crack-laced joints. She said, I know a nigga that I forgot what she called it. She called it something. I know a nigga that be smoking that shit. And I said, goddamn, bitch, if you know that, why, if I don't want to talk to you, why the fuck do you keep fucking with me? Now, I'm telling you this because she was out of town. So I ain't really got no problem. You niggas do what I just explained with bitches that's right here or right there where you at. And my point is this. I know me. So I'm talking to this bitch the way I'm talking to her because she in whatever state. If that bitch was here, I wouldn't have been talking to her. I would have made sure I fucking blocked her. And, you know, I ain't being punished for what you think, bitch, about what some other motherfucker did to you. This is why you should never, ever stop listening to me. Because, I was wrong if something would have happened. But it didn't because of the way I was playing. But if I would have went for how to find that bitch was, sending me pussy pictures and shit, if I'd have went for that and let that bitch fly out here and then I'm fucker and something happened, it would have been all about some goddamn pussy. Fuck that. So what I'm saying is this, brother, I got game, and I'm several motherfuckers. I ain't just this nigga. I might be crazy. I don't know, because I got serious personalities. And I will kick a bitch ass. I'm talking about a bitch get over here and say some shit. She ain't getting it out of her motherfucking mouth. I'm being knocked her motherfucking ass out. And since I know this, and I know you motherfuckers like statistics, only 1% of the niggas in the game claiming pimping go to jail for pimp shit. And the rest of them go for bullshit that happens when they miss pimp. Like I would have did with this bitch here talking that shit, and I sock her in her fucking mouth. But since she way over there, bitch ain't coming. I'm safe. Yo, bitch is 5 blocks away, 3 miles away, whatever the fuck. And you going to go there, or she going to come to you, and y'all going to bump heads. And then what? I'm telling you, man, this is what happened to niggas. There's a gang of reasons a real man can get caught up in some legal shit. And the biggest one is fucking with a bitch he ain't had no business fucking with. Now, this dumb bitch kept fucking with me until I didn't want to meet her as planned. But, you know, I don't want no fucking enemies. So, if I was pimping on her, I would have pimped her away. But since I wasn't pimping, I just made her decide she didn't like me. And I did everything I could to make that bitch not like me. And then she said, I ain't coming. Oh, yeah, right. Bitch, please. I ain't waiting on your motherfucking ass no way. I'm just saying, if you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. I ain't tripping. When I make a motherfucking plan, only if it goes is what I care about. If it don't, everything else is life. Deal with it, nigga. That's what I tell myself. I deal with it. Period. I don't give a fuck that bitch ain't coming. But this one coming no way. She just was liking what she seen in me because she thought that's who she was going to get to meet. I'm several motherfuckers. Bitch ain't getting to meet just pleasurable nigga. Bitch gonna get to meet who I need her to meet so I can catch her. Because a bitch ain't getting to come be with me until we didn't argue. And all kind of shit. And, you know, you niggas think that kind of goddamn shit takes some time. Nigga, please. Two conversations. I'm arguing. Two conversations. This bitch gonna have to defend something. And why? Because I want to see how she act or react, whatever you want to say. This could be like this crazy bitch was. And start cussing. And I don't find that out until 5 weeks after I've been trying to be cool with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Show her the best me. I meet this bitch, and she gets to meet the best me because I'm thinking, you know, she cool. This is cool, but this bitch is not the best her. Well, wait. The bitch is being parts of the best her, the parts that she know you like. But the real her is not the best her. And the real me is not the best me. That's why I don't show them the real me. I show them the best me. Then I show them whatever kind of me they want to see to like me. And then when I see they, you know, because I'm looking for shit while I'm doing that. And when I see all that shit, then I'm going to go a little further. And I'm going to show that motherfucking bitch a little more. Then I'm falling out with that hoe. And this is all in like, hopefully, the first conversation. Shit. This bitch wanted to talk 30, 40 minutes. Bitch, is you crazy? Like I got 30 minutes of talking. I got to want to do it because you want to do it. Oh, and you want to do it because it's telling you whatever the fuck you're saying is telling me. And at the same time, it ain't telling you shit, bitch. It sure ain't telling you if you're going to be with me. It sure ain't telling you nothing that you can talk me into doing whatever the fuck you want me to do. And I'm letting you know you can't. So fuck me and damn me. That's me. That's me. So, what I'm saying is I knew if I fucked with this bra, she would disrespect me. And I'd end up smacking her little motherfucking ass. And then there it is. A nigga got a domestic violence. Rosebud in jail. Woo, woo, woo. There, oh, yeah, you know, niggas, woo, woo, woo. They think all kind of shit. But they wouldn't think this bitch came out here after doing all kind of motherfucking shit and then go do it in my goddamn face. No. Domestic violence, a nigga never wins. So you gotta stop making up reasons to be a sucker and make up reasons to be a motherfucker like I did just there, like just now when I explained this whole thing. So you motherfuckers want people to tell you everything. Nah, motherfucker, I gave you so much game in that shit I just spit. If you didn't get it, that's on you. And you're going to end up in the pen. Stupid motherfuckers. And you just got to, you can't use the law as a reason to let a motherfucking woman tell you what to fucking do. You got to know which you want to show her when you first meet her. You just do, because there's several me's, I'm telling you. I let that little bitch decide that she didn't want to fuck with me no more. And, you know, hopefully I don't hear from the bitch again. But if I would have quit her, 901, I'm going to get you in a minute. If I would have quit her or any kind of way, she'd be texting me, she'd be calling me, from different numbers I see. So the only thing I could do is make her quit me. I don't give a fuck, man. I ain't give a fuck. I just know what I'm doing. As long as I know what I'm doing, I'm not tripping. I ain't worried. And you see, I texted a bitch. I'm going live. You better check it out. That's what I'm saying. And she said, oh, no, I'm done with all that shit. Meaning she done with me. Meaning I ain't got to worry about no calls. Meaning I ain't going to be getting woke up 15. Oh, my God, I just got a text. Wait, man. This better not be this bitch. Oh, my God. That is that bitch. Listen to this, you guys. You old bastard. Don't use that imagery of me. See what I'm saying? I ain't saying shit. This bitch is crazy, man. This is what I'm fucking talking about. She say, don't use this imagery of me as your muse. You're a fabricator. I knew you were going to say something about me today. You stupid bitch, I told you to fucking listen. Why the fuck would this be? This fella. Exactly what I'm talking about. Look, she got some more. That's why you said don't watch the show. No, stupid bitch. I said don't watch the show, so your stupid ass would surely watch the show. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm sorry, 901. This bitch. 901.
Yeah. What's up, 901? No, I was so excited when I heard you say that, and it probably went over a lot of people's heads, but it didn't, because I'm conscious and I'm paying attention to all of it. You should never go to prison. I mean, like you said, there is that 1% where, you know, things just turned out, and because the dude probably a real stand-up guy, he ended up getting some prison time. But most of the time, if you really in the game, no matter what your little title is, if you're thinking at all times like you should and you're not compromising, how in the fuck are you ending up in prison? You know what I'm saying? And
you
so,
can't, man.
You know,
man. Hey, bro.
Right.
You got to, like, hit my email, man. I got a book, Rosebud's American Pimp. It's for you, man. Both, part one and two.
I believe.
What?
You had already sent me, not to cut you off, but you had already sent it to me, man, and I was just on, I don't like to waste time when I'm on the phone, but shout out to you for that. We was on the phone just like this, and you said you was going to send it. And within 5 minutes.
Wait, bro. I got another text from this bitch. Listen, you guys. I hate your wannabe nickel slick ass. I love Bud. Enjoy your day. Now, I love you, Bud. What the fuck, man? And what
keep
I'm saying is, she know I'm on my show, and she texting me. Do you think she know I be asleep, and she be texting me? So I know that little punk motherfucker creaming on me. She can't help it.
Yeah, yeah.
She can't help it, man. Don't no nigga stand up for her little punk. They take her little bullshit. I'm not taking it, bitch. I don't want to talk. I ain't talking, motherfucker.
Right.
I hope you heard that, little bitch. Hey, man. Hey, man, me and you cool, man. I already gave you the book, but still hit me because I'm sending you another couple books.
Okay, for sure, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, wait a minute, man. You like to read?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then, goddamn it, hit me, man. I got you.
Okay, for sure.
All right. Listen, what I'm saying is, well, that's dead because I was saying, I was finna say, hopefully I don't hear from the bitch again. But you see, I'm hearing from, I'm going to have to block her because she going to fuck with me. But one of you motherfuckers, you heard the bitch, somebody don't use that image I sent you because she sent me pictures and that bitch is fine. That bitch pussy look good, too, just so you know. I know what good pussy. I ain't never motherfucking seen no pretty pussy. I ain't never seen no motherfucking good pussy, but I have seen some good-looking pussy. And that bitch got one of them. But what I'm saying is I think with my right head. I don't think with the wrong head. And the bitch thought I did. She didn't know I had holes for a living. Fine ass motherfucking bitch is trying to put pussy on. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn pussy. You silly motherfucker. So all you motherfuckers better start thinking with the right head. And if I did fucked up shit, do you think the bitch would be texting me? Knowing I'm calling all kind of stupid motherfuckers? Bitch texting me? Oh, I made that up. Right. I'm making all that up. You fucking assholes. Bitch thought she was going to come give me some motherfucking pussy and I was going to be strong. That shit ain't happening. I didn't fuck real fucking hoes. Now I don't want you back. Come on, man. What's up, man?
What's up with the road, bud?
Oh, you another 901. I'm sorry. What's happening, bro?
Man, not much. So I'm on, I'm in a part of my life I just need some knowledge, and I'm trying to see, like, what books should I indulge in?
I don't have books for you to read, bro, as far as somebody to tell you to read, but what's going on with yourself, man? Kicking it might help you. What's up?
Man, not much. It's just I'm 21. I'm just moving around. I'm seeing, you know, I'm kind of striking out a little bit with women and all this stuff, but really I'm just trying to be on just trying to become a better man, get myself on a better path. And really, you know what I'm saying, succeed with some of these females to get what I want, get the satisfaction I want, you know what I'm saying?
Well, to me, it sounds like you need Sidewalk University, but just for what you're saying, what do you want?
And it's the crazy part because when I think I got something I want,
stop, listen. If you can't tell me what you want, how the fuck are you going to express this bitch what you want?
Yeah, exactly. I really, what I want is be able
stop,
to express
man.
Myself.
No,
that's what
no,
I want.
Stop. What you should do is get serious. And if you want something, you can sit back somewhere and think about what the fuck it is, write it down, and see how to get it. Then you need to go get it. So if you want to stop bullshitting, the first thing to do is stop bullshitting, which means if you want some, do what it takes to get it, because you ain't getting it unless you go get it. Want something does not bring it to you, which somehow you guys think it does. All you got to do is want it. No, man, if you want it, you got to figure out what way you're going to use to get it.
Yeah.
Now, what?
So, yeah, that's why I tapped in, try to get some knowledge to figure out what I need to do.
Still,
you know
fuck
what I'm
that.
Saying? Thought,
fuck
take
all
steps.
That. Fuck all that. What do you want?
Man, I really want shit, a bitch that's going to get them not do what I put, say, just somebody else on my team. Like I say, just be more successful, be more confident in myself. You know what I'm saying? Be able to move
around.
So you
need a bitch. Hey, so you saying you need a bra to be more confident in yourself?
Nah, I don't. But just for me
did
to be more confident
that?
Around. Yeah, I did say that. Yes, sir.
So why are you going to say you don't?
I mean, when you say
wait,
it back
stop.
To me, it just sounded, it sounded
oh,
stupid.
Listen,
it sounded like the wrong answer.
Brother, listen. All I'm trying to do is show you how much bullshit you go through, how much bullshit you talk to yourself just trying to talk to yourself. You can't even tell yourself the truth about what the fuck you think. You can't even tell yourself the truth about what you want. But you want some bitch to be on your team. Man, come on.
Man, I just
want
to be real with myself. I see how you express yourself every day. Get on here, get on live every day, and be able to express your knowledge and express on your mind. I just want to be real myself and real to others so they understand. They get the understanding. You know
hey,
what
bro, you still ain't listening. You still talk about wanna.
Yeah.
You can wanna all your life, and you ain't getting shit. You just going to want it.
Yeah.
You got to go get it, which means you have to define what it is, and then you have to design a goddamn way to get it. Then you got to put that plan into action exactly the way you planned it on the best of your ability and make moves.
Now,
that ain't telling you what to do. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. See, but you guys need a motherfucker to tell you to take your right foot and then stick it in that shoe that looks like your right foot. And then when you get the left foot on, try to stand up and then move that right foot forward.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, just make excuses or whatnot. It's just I was raised with no father. Even though that is an excuse in itself, it's just I came out here and I'm just trying to figure out what it is I need to be doing to make my own lane. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
and I'm just understanding how far back I am.
Bro, you already figured it out. You need to change.
Yeah.
You need to change. So now there's ways to change. I suggest you bring your ass to SWU. But if you don't think you need to, don't. You might not. Everybody don't need to come to SWU. But everybody needs to identify what the fuck they saying. And you need to make sure what you saying.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All
so how I sign up, what I need to do.
Hey, man, go to my site, AskRosebud.com, and you'll see everything.
All right, most definitely. I'm going to lock you in with you. I appreciate it, Ro.
All right, for sure. 202, I'm going to get you now, and 313, I'll get you in a second.
Okay.
What's going on, bud?
How you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Too much. Man, I wanted to answer your question when you said, what do you want? I want to be a bad motherfucker, man. That's what I want to
do. Okay, wait,
wait.
Listen. If Michael Jordan, let's say you said Michael Jordan was a bad motherfucker, would you say that?
He decent.
Who would you say is a bad motherfucker in basketball?
Oh, nah, he the pinnacle of what you need to be. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it'll be LeBron James.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, see, the thing about people talking, they just say shit. Because LeBron James, if he's the bad motherfucker, What does that mean? He played basketball and he dominated this and he this, that, and the other. Michael Jordan, he was the dominating factor in his. They bad motherfuckers. But when you say it, what can I relate that to?
I'm relating it to being the best version of myself.
Okay, bro.
I want to learn.
What I'm saying, bro, what I'm saying is that you're playing a game of dodgeball with words. You're just dodging. And that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with you. That's what's why you're not a better you, because all you do is dodge the truth, which is what you're doing now, and you know it. You're answering any way you can to make what you're saying sound right instead of getting to the nuts and bolts of what you're talking about. If you don't describe what you're trying to be, how are you going to become it?
In the action.
Do what?
I'm just university. I said put that shit in the action.
You know? Bro, I ain't trying to make you feel bad or nothing. I'm just being real with you, man. You know, motherfuckers need to quit playing with themselves, man.
That's why I called you. I want that fucking, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fucking little, you know what I'm saying, criticism, whatever the fucking motherfucker be running from, like you say, man, look, I'm coming to that shit full speed ahead.
Well, man, keep fucking
like,
with me, man.
Truth.
Keep fucking with me, because that's all I give up. I ain't giving up no bullshit. You know, you can't be a motherfucker unless you know what a motherfucker is.
Like, I was, like, on some real shit. I'm going to be honest with you. I was scared as shit to just call you just now. But I was like, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to call him anyways. Because that fear, that ain't nothing but a fucking emotion. That's just something that you can just avoid. You got to face that shit anyways.
But what people, 313, I see you, man. Don't give up. But what people don't understand, I talk all this shit about not being, I still have the fucking butterflies when I get ready to approach a bitch or do something that I, whatever. I just don't let it stop me from doing it. That's the only difference. You know, motherfuckers let shit stop them. I'm scared to death, but I ain't scary. You know, I'm going to do this shit scared to death, and, you know, I'm going to handle my business. But about being brave enough to, you know, not be scared to shit, right? You ain't getting me on no roller coaster. You ain't fucking getting me in no plane, but I done been on both of them. You know, if I got to get on it, I'm going to do it. The shit, by me volunteering, fuck that. You got anything else, bro? Because I got to get 313.
I got it.
All right, for sure. 313, what's up, man?
What's the deal, Grandmaster Bud? This ride.
Okay, what's happening?
See, I was trying to see what would be the best way to boost self-esteem without lying to yourself.
Well, see, that's like a conundrum there, because that's how you boost self-esteem, by not lying to yourself. And then people, they really don't realize how they lie to themselves. Lying to yourself is when you make any type of way except the way. Otherwise, if you're talking about you have a problem talking to women, and let's say you say, I'm going to overcome that problem. Okay. That you can't overcome it because you want to overcome it. You got to overcome it because you said you're going to overcome it and you know some things to do to overcome it. Then you got to start doing those things. And if you expect those things to work immediately, you don't really want to do the shit. You're supposed to do the shit until you can master the shit. Then it'll start working. You know, a shortstop don't just choose to play shortstop because he got a mitt. He know how to play shortstop. Or he going to have to choose another field. Outfielder is not lazy or nothing. There's more action than the infield sometimes. But what I'm saying is you learn to play your spot and then use what you learn to gain the position you want to have, which you ain't doing none of that, right or wrong. Tell the truth.
Right or wrong, she is right.
See, so what I'm saying, bro, is if you really want it, you got to do more than just want it. Because wanting it, everybody want it. There's not one motherfucker that don't want to be more assertive. Everybody does. Even the motherfucker that's assertive. You want more. But you got to get it. You got anything else, bro?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call, bro. Hey, you guys, I'm very serious. See, if you start, you know, thinking with the right head, you know, you ain't going to be strong on pussy. Every nigga want to fuck, period, but you ain't going to be strong on no motherfucking pussy. And you better start thinking like that, and if not, I got a 50% stake in all of the bridges that's being built in this new infrastructure program. And if you want to buy in, hit me. I got some shit for you real cheap. Because to me, it's all, you know, you just going to go for any kind of bullshit in the motherfucking bitch face. But if she went by you, long as she says she'll let you hit it. You got to think about this shit I'm saying. Simply because you say you about it, don't mean you are. Now, I told this bitch, you know, I ain't about this woo-woo. And baby, oh, no, I ain't with that easy, you know, seeing everything fine. Then she do her little bitch shit. The biggest reason that you not about it is you never do shit to show yourself that you are about it. Otherwise, this bitch saying whatever the fuck she is saying. And I'm seeing as I'm talking to her and witnessing, she ain't nothing like what she claiming to be. I'm saying, what do you really think of that bitch at that point? The bitch is nothing like she's saying, but she's telling you exactly about how you are. Man, 843, what's going on with you, bro?
Yo, what's happening, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, check this out, man. I just found your show, man. I'm loving it. Man, I'm trying to catch up with you, man, and I'm just liking the direction it's going. But I got a real hot one for you, man.
Come on, what's up?
Now, I used to be these type of guys, man. You see what I'm saying? I always had respect for women. You know, I always try to be romantic with them and, you know,
bro,
put them
bro,
first and a
bro,
lot of things.
Bro, I don't need no background on your life.
Well,
I understand. I talked to 1,000 motherfuckers. You ain't the only one with the scenario you got. Just ask the question.
All right. Well, coming up, you know, I ran into a lot of these gay women, lesbian women, and, you know, they kind of screwed up. They kind of screwed up a lot of things, you know, your brother had going on. You see what I'm saying? And it really has destroyed, you know,
bro,
a lot of confidence.
You want to talk or not? Because I ain't got time for this bullshit.
All right, then. I just said it. The question
is... What is your fucking question? Just ask it.
All right, well, fine. We need to prove that we need to stay on top of these holes.
That's
because
the
they truly are going in a bad direction and destroying everything. And I just want to know if you your insight on that.
That's not a question. That's a statement or a comment. And if all you had to say was you don't have a question. I just have a comment, and I would have let you make it. What?
All right.
It ain't no
well,
question.
Well, thank you. Well, basically,
all right,
thanks
for the comment,
I know
bro. What I'm saying is people don't care what they say. I cannot hear or understand anything other than the fucking words you say. So I ain't going to even waste no motherfucking time on that. What I'm saying is if this bitch is lying and you clearly see it, what do you really think of her? Now, while you think about that, answer me this. Why do you think because you tell a woman you don't deal with nonsense, and she can see that she's running pure nonsense by you right now, why do you think she's going to go, but you don't deal with it? I'm saying she's seen that you're sitting there speaking with her, knowing she's doing all these things that constitute nonsense, but you want to fuck with her. What I'm saying is the bitch I'm talking about seeing, I ain't playing that goddamn shit. Soon as she started talking that shit, I hung up. Bitch, fuck you. Oh, you can't stand to talk to no real woman. Yeah, okay. Hung up again. Call me back. Oh, you don't want no woman to love you. Oh, goddamn, bitch. Huh? I'm just saying, man. Look how much of that shit you gonna go through? 203, what's up?
What's up? What's up, brother? I'm calling you because I have a question. You know, it's something that I've been thinking about, a situation that happened. You know, how do you know, do you think a man could love a woman even if he cheated on her with 10, 11 different women? Don't you think a man could still be in love with that woman he's with?
You saying the man that cheats 10 or 11 times with different women can still be in love with the one he's cheating on?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Well, I ain't going to say no. I mean, if the motherfucker is in love, he's in love. But if he's a cheater, he's a cheater. See, me, that motherfucker that have all them bitches, all he got to do is tell that one that he like, look, this me. And if she fuck with it, she fuck with it. If she don't, she don't.
Right.
And what I'm saying is,
okay,
she fucks with it, and you still got all these 11 bitches or whoever, you can know you like that one the most. And you can know whatever you know about you and her. But anytime you got to hide that motherfucking shit, do them other 11 know you got other bitches you fucking with?
Nah. It would be a situation where...
No. You ain't got to explain it. You ain't got to explain it. Listen, you just a cheater, man.
Oh, got you. All right, that was rhetorical. All right, no problem.
I'm just saying, what the fuck? You a cheater. Nobody know you got other bitches. So you cheating on them all. Motherfucker. I might need to listen to your podcast, you motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
He got 10 little bitches. He cheating on Come on,
yeah,
man.
I got to go on
no business deal with you. You can tell a motherfucking lie with the straightest face in the world.
Yo. I have 11 women, though, not at one time. Now, I only had one girl, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, hey, thank you for that. Thank you for your opinion, your thoughts.
You really did get my answer, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You can still love a woman.
Wait. We talked a lot of shit. What bottom line was my answer?
That you could cheat on a woman and still love her.
Do what?
That you could cheat on a woman and still love her.
Well, I did say that, and that is kind of my answer. But in reality, the answer is you got some guilt jumping off because you haven't accepted you a cheater.
Mm.
You wouldn't have these guilt if you just accept it, man, I ain't having one bitch. I just ain't. And if you accept
that,
and you run around and haven't had many you have, and when one strikes your fancy, you will willingly cut those other ones loose. So my answer...
Yo, man, but...
No, bro. Listen to me. You sound young.
All right.
My answer to you is to experience your fucking life doing what the fuck you want to do, but know what I'm saying. If you really want a particular one and you really like them, you ain't got to make that goddamn decision right now. But if that motherfucker can fuck with you the way you are in her motherfucking face, and then at one point you decide, man, baby, then this the one. And you cut them other ones loose, it'll be worth it to her.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
bro. Cool.
I
hey, 323, what's happening?
What up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I'm just out here chilling, man. I got a question for you, though, man.
What's that?
I've been dealing with... I've been dealing with this broad, and I want to know, like, she run her mouth a lot. Like, she talk a lot. Not, like, bad, but, like, she just likes to talk a lot. And I want to know what, like, how you deal with that. Like, she just talks. You, like, you can't really get a word in. But I think her interest is high, though. But
hey,
I just feel like I don't like her.
Listen. What I'm saying is, are you a leader or a follower?
I'm 100% a leader.
Now, see, this is what the guy that I was talking to earlier, talking about lying to yourself, this is what I'm talking about right here. How can you be 100% leader and you letting some bitch have enough conversation or control the conversation to the extent you want to know how?
No, see, my question is this really is because I stopped the last
Bro,
3 days.
I heard your question. I don't need your question explained. I heard it. You say the bitch be running in her mouth. She don't be saying shit foul. You know, she just
That's
run them out. Yeah, but how are you going to be a leader and don't know how to address that?
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
So
but what
then,
I did was
hey,
I just stopped talking with
her. Can you stop? I don't like excuses, so mostly you should just listen. But if you got to make your excuse, you can make it, but I'm going to cut you off. Listen to me, man. If you 100% a leader, you would have knew to tell that bitch to shut the fuck up. Maybe not in those words, but you got way more on your mind to be listening to some goddamn whatever the fuck you're talking about. I ain't your girlfriend. I'm your motherfucking man. So this, and you start talking about whatever the fuck you want to talk about then. I'm saying that's what a real leader would do. He may not use the words I use. He may not have the attitude about it I have, but he'll show him no to shut that bitch up. How about that, bro?
Damn, bud. I appreciate that, man. That's exactly what I needed, man.
All right, brother.
I appreciate that.
You know it. 312, what's up?
Yeah, I got a question. Or it's more like, is there any advice could you give to me? Because I'm the type that always allow the woman to choose me. I never really was the one who, you know, went catching the woman. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, what is your question? Do I have any advice for a dude that always let the woman approach him or catch him?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Is that a bad thing?
Hey, stop. Let me talk. Because you always come on the losing end of that, right?
Well, shit, I don't get what I want, so yeah.
Hey, listen. What I'm saying is you can make it easy for you or you can make it real. I don't need your version of shit. If I ask you a yes or no question and you really don't want to say yes or no, say what you want to. But it's just going to let me know you're running. Because that's a yes or no motherfucking question.
Bet.
So check game, man. If you lose in that situation, I mean, don't you think the advice would be to figure out or learn or something about not being that way?
Yeah, but see, I mean, you could go catch and lose too.
I can throw catch and lose too?
No, I'm saying you can go catch, you know, go seeking a woman, whatever, you know, for what you want, and you still fucking lose. So,
Bro, stop. First and foremost, you got to understand, every time you walk out your door fucking with a bitch, you fishing. And I don't know damn fishermen that don't know he ain't going to catch a fish sometime. In this instance, the particular fish that you're fishing for is a little elusive. So that means you got to accept 100 motherfucking, no, you got to accept 99 misses for that motherfucking one catch. And when you make that one catch, and I say, yeah, man, last week when you were telling me about 99 misses, you say, 99 what? And I said, you were telling me about you missed 99 times. Man, you won't even remember it. You concentrating too much on the bitch. Concentrating on putting your work in, man, because every rejection is that much closer to an exception, unless you ain't learning shit and you're just doing the same shit over and over, which is, I got assignments for that at SWU. I tell the motherfucker to go say hello to five bitches. Just say hello. And you know what the motherfucker do? Hello. 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 Yeah, that's funny to you, but what should that motherfucker do?
I mean, he said he should put some other behind that, you know, like, you know, shit.
What is the mo behind it?
Like, shit. I look like,
stop,
shit, are you
stop,
really
stop,
interested?
Stop. Listen. Do you see how vague you motherfuckers talk? You guys talk in such vague ways, but you want to talk to bitches, and you want these bitches to understand you. Yeah, he got to put something behind it. Not a bitch understand what something behind it means, but when it comes into what the fuck you saying, she don't know shit. Because you ain't able to tell her what something behind it is in this case. I'm
shit, she
you,
wasn't
bro,
asking me, shit.
Bro, I asked you.
Are you the bitch? Saying,
well, if you want to say it, I guess you can say it. But what I'm saying is, bro, I'm an antagonistic. I antagonize all shit motherfuckers say. Because you could be in the field and some bitch asks you that question because you inadvertently say some shit you ain't thought about what you was talking about. So you don't insult me by saying, am I a bitch? Because you know what, motherfucker? SWU is
not a bitch.
Hey, can you shut the fuck up and let me talk? At SWU and my motherfucking goddamn shit, I goddamn let motherfuckers talk to me, and I pretend to be a woman so that when I pay these bitches to talk to these motherfuckers, they'll learn what a real person says, because I don't pay these bitches to say what I want them to say. And if they say anything like going along with shit, bitch, I don't need you no more. So what I'm saying is you call her, you scary punk motherfucker 312, you bitch motherfucking nigga. Yes, I said it. Yes, I don't give a fuck that you think I shouldn't have said it. Fuck you and damn you, because you're a punk, because you ran off the motherfucking call like bitches do. Oh, wait. Stop. Wait. You might be a monster, man, because you did ask me if I was a bitch. And I did tell you I hung up on that bitch. So maybe you know you blind in one eye and can't see out the other one because you might really think I'm a bitch. And in that case, you hung up because you got nuts. See, I don't know which one it is, man. That's why I could give a fuck. Motherfucking punk. Ha! Now, my thing is this. What makes you think some bitch is going to want to fuck with a nigga like this motherfucker that can't answer no question? Nigga can't stand being tested. Bitch is going to test you. Okay, you can't take it, man. And you were supposed to go sit down and pee. And then when you get to peeing, sit down, make sure you wipe the crack of your dick off. Because it's going to grow into a pussy pretty soon. See, the bitch wants to fuck with me because she's seen I stand on what I say. She's seen that. And she ain't used to that. She just ain't used to a motherfucker being comfortable enough with who he is to say what he really think. They don't want to fuck with you. And this bitch would not fuck with any motherfucking one of you motherfuckers. Because you just showed her that you ain't shit. You just showed her that you just say shit for the moment. Because she said to me, oh, you just want to fuck me, bitch, please. Fucking you ain't even on my mind. I might talk about it because I just talk shit like that. But if you even come here, I already know your legs open and your panties off. I already know that. I don't know what the fuck you think I'm going to be talking about pussy fuck. 347, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
I got this chick I'm trying to move on from, man. I just need some advice. She did some bullshit.
I already gave your
man.
Voice, man. You pussy whoop.
I was going to say, man, the pussy is good, man. I don't even know how to move off. She did some crazy. She did some bullshit. The bitch made a fake Instagram.
Bro, listen to me. And quit tripping because that's what you're doing. Have you ever seen a pretty pussy?
Yep.
Have you ever seen a fat pussy?
Yep.
I ain't seen none of that shit because all of it's the same pink. The pussy I'm looking for is the one that goes sideways. Now, that'll be a different pussy. And that would probably be some good-ass motherfucking pussy because of the way I have to fuck it. But unless that bitch got a sideways pussy, her pussy ain't no better or worse than the next bitch's pussy. The next bitch may not be as easily agreeable as with your moves or whatever the way this bitch is, which may make a difference with you, then you have to find some a little more conducive to what you want. But about you, you know, tripping on this particular bitch, like her pussy is the only pussy like that? No, bro. She the only bitch you fuck like that.
I do be slapping a bitch out, but... She started off by my little sugar mama.
Bro, I gave you my answer, man. I don't want to hear why you kissing that bitch ass. That's on you. Do your motherfucking thing. If you want to kiss that bitch ass, kiss it, man. I don't care why you doing it. Thanks for the call, though, bro. Fuck that bullshit. I be on some real shit. You know what I ain't saying? You got to believe what I believe. They just don't fuck with you kind of motherfuckers that go for any kind of bullshit. You go for any kind of bullshit. You'll go for the okie though, and you'll do the same bitch with the next bitch. I mean, excuse me. You'll do the same shit with the next bitch. You show the bitch you're talking to that. Damn. Bitten the nigga kissing up to me. Lying and shit so he can get this pussy. And he think I don't think he gonna tell the next bitch the same shit, which is why you motherfuckers don't fuck with bitches that know each other, which is why pimps have always done that. And if you got five bitches, you got five ways to go to the movies. If you got five bitches, what? Hello? Yo, who is this? Goddamn bitch. That was a bitch, the only reason I took that. But listen, I'm just saying, man. Never mind. I got too much more to talk about. And I don't want to be stuck on that. I'm like this. If you don't, you know, not have a program, then you ain't going to be able to tell five versions of your program. I'm saying I had a program and I told women five versions of it, but every version was the same because it had the same message. Pay me like I'm supposed to be paid and we cool. Don't and we ain't. Bottom line. And it depends on the bitch how I brought it to her. That's why you guys are just chumps to me. You don't know nothing about a bitch. All you do is think she going to listen to you. She is going to listen to you if you know how to bring it to her. But just cause you bringing it don't mean she's going to listen. Should I know this shit? I teach this shit. I teach all I know at Sidewalk University, which is why what I teach is so well received by the motherfuckers that go through the course. I am a really conceited bastard. It is mostly because of the success I'm having at Sidewalk University. I'm talking about motherfuckers that can't speak English. I mean, they can speak it, but it's all broken motherfucking from Zimbabwe or wherever the fuck he from. Some Spanish, wherever he from. Motherfuckers can't talk. But fucking with me, them motherfuckers is learning what and how to talk, what to say, how to say it. They're not learning English. I mean, they learn in English for whatever fucking words they're saying. And sometimes they do make a sentence that is missing a word or something. I might say, you mean this word, blah, blah, blah. That ain't shit. That ain't telling them what to say. It's all making them know that they can say it. It's all making them know that they know. It's not that uncertainty. What is? What is? Fucking punk ass motherfuckers. I be hard on the woman. If she sees I do it, I'll do it with any bitch. She see that it's not just her. She can depend on what she's seen. By the way, the way you feel about that faking bitch, the way you feel about her faking on you is the way she feels about you faking on her. I don't know if you knew that, but that's important because you brothers are slow. These days, brothers are slow. I don't understand it, but I've been thinking about it, and I'm serious. If I was down in there today, I probably would have 400-500 women. I probably wouldn't get to see the same woman for almost a year. Maybe longer than a year. And the women would be with me because there's so many of them out there confused. They're confused with this bullshit game y'all spit. Well, or the lack of game. And it's so confusing that if I was out there spitting this realism, they'd be flocking to me. If you just took the time to listen to some of the shit I'm saying. This ain't about pimp shit. This is about dudes being able to handle women. You would realize the shit is really right up your alley. Everything happening today is right up your alley. Because one of the surefire ways I knew I was going to catch was to show her and everybody that's looking, whoever, even if they ain't looking, as long as they can see, through the moves I made, I'd be showing them how much motherfucking game I had. 312, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud, man? Hey, look, so I got a question. I was messing with this. I've been messing with this chick for about like 6 months. You know, she got little male friends and stuff, but she be talking about relationship, all that stuff. You know, she cool. I'm really digging her. But the thing is, she keep talking. She keep having these male friends. I'm trying to see, like, you know, how I work around that. Do I tell her, like, hey, stop talking to these niggas?
No, man, what you do is stop talking to her.
Okay.
Wait till she call you. And then tell her I ain't in no group. If you ain't fucking with me, then go fuck with your group.
I bet. All right, I see it.
You know it. Be worth something, man. Quit being invaluable.
I see it. All right, cool, man. I appreciate it.
You know, hey, you guys, see, I place value on me. I just fucking place value on me. And if this bitch can see that the moves I make, you know, is showing the value that I have on me and this value that I place on knowing and being who I am, you could live with it. You could have it. And you know, experience it. But if you don't have that value, because when I speak to whatever woman, I represent what the fuck I say. And she's going to cream on me, and if I was a pimp, bring a pimp into her, my pimp. If I'm a dude letting her know where I'm coming from in life, being an entrepreneur, not being a fuck about what she's thinking on no particular instance, enough to change my mind. I mean, she cool if she can stand all that. But if you motherfuckers weren't so slow, you would stop complaining about these out-of-pocket or, you know, disrespectful brawls and start knocking them off by showing them you real about the motherfucking shit. You guys don't understand. What are you showing them? Nothing but you got a haircut and maybe an outfit. I mean, come on, man. I'm not saying all y'all doing that. The vast majority of you are doing that because, goddamn it, there are some motherfuckers really out there standing up. I know that. I didn't spoke to them. So what I'm saying is the only time I really would admit being slow was when I was in my motherfucking mother's neck. I take my command in. And any motherfucking bitch, you know, was fortunate enough to have me in their neck trying to tell them, you know, whatever, some, you know, pimp things, they'll attest to the fact that I'm a magnificent lover. And I remember a lifelong friend sent me a flick that reminded me of the time when everything was about competition. Back then, even if we whistled, we had to see who could whistle the longest and whose whistle stayed the loudest. Don't talk about sports. In Archie Moore's boxing club, now that's where I learned there was no way in the motherfucking world I was going to become a boxer. Shit. In those days, a motherfucker younger than you couldn't do shit better than you. Let alone whoop your ass. You just can't do it. Well, at least that's what I was, you know, told. Archie Moore, the Mongoose, the light heavyweight champion, he took us to Concord. We was in his ABC Boys Club, any boy can. And we went to Concord, which is, we in the hood, in the crap. Well, and we go to Concord, white boy town, for a match. And them motherfucking white boys looked at us and like, oh, no, we ain't, no, they would not, they would not agree. So they had to cancel. But they had paid, whoever set it up had paid money for this shit, and people was there. And Archie Moore said, well, we're going to, you know, put on the exhibition. And we boxed each other. And I had to box this nigga, Ronnie Wynn. We started out. And, you know, I'm older than this nigga, maybe a year or something. Well, he was my younger brother. He that age. So I'm older than him. I'm being good. I flipped my jab out. Tagged that nigga on his eye. What happened after that? Well, I'll just say, help me decide. I ain't gonna be no boxer. Because I don't give a fuck what I'm gonna tell you. I still felt I could whoop this nigga. But this nigga went into some kind of mode and just started flinging. Nigga got me in both of my ears. And my head and shit was ringing. And after that shit stopped ringing, I quit. Man, I quit. No one will ever be able to get me into voluntarily taking that kind of shit. That nigga hit my ears so fucking hard. And then that nigga, he was younger than me, and we was maybe, I don't know, 12 or 13, something like that. And he said, man, you all right? Even that nigga thought I could whoop him. After that nigga had put a whooping up, he still thought I could whoop. Because that's how I was. You can't whoop a nigga older than you. That nigga made me hear bail. Any motherfucking way, something else you should know about me and the women. I fuck with. My women don't want me doing anything I don't want to do for her or for anybody. That's why I do everything I can for them motherfucking bitches. As long as I see, you know, they don't want me to go out my way, you know, none of that motherfucking shit. It ain't out my way to be cool with you, bitch. It's not my way to fuck with you when you ain't cool with me. Because I know good mates are hard to find. They are. I don't care what you motherfuckers out there say. They hard to find. Most of you motherfuckers think your mate is going to find your house and come knock on your goddamn door in time. But that ain't going to happen. See, it's your duty to yourself to know and understand what you like. And you got to find it in that person who's going to become your mate. If people automatically, you know, did or had what you like, you wouldn't have any fucking preferences. That's why it never ceases to amaze me when some fucking white bitch want to be friends with me. I hardly ever click yes, but before I do, I look at the bitch's page. And every single, well, not every single one of them, but most of her friends are motherfuckers that my friends who claim to be pimps. On their page, they pimp it like a motherfucker, woo, woo. But on this bitch page, they responding to posters where the bitch say something like, they niggas are the best. I can't fucking tolerate a white bitch that use that fucking word nigga. These motherfuckers is on here fucking responding and all that shit. That's why I got zero white bitches as friends. And I might have 8 or 9 or 10 black ones. And them bitches is the motherfuckers I grew up with. Because I don't friend none of them goddamn bitches. I had nothing but white hoes. And not one of them ever said that goddamn word nigga. Because they respected me. And they knew I beat their motherfucking ass. Who are these bitches that you motherfuckers have respect? It certainly ain't your motherfucking ass. You don't require that. Most bitches today are disrespectful. And that's because they fuck with an accept anything fucking nigga. I ain't talking about just white bitches. I'm talking about black ass bitches too. They fucking disrespectful motherfuckers. Because they fuck with motherfuckers that allow them to be disrespectful. Like this bitch that I was telling you about. Wish I would if that bitch come see me. Every one of you motherfuckers are blessed to be able to tell your mother tomorrow, happy Mother's Day. Shit. My mama gone. And I know every bitch I fuck with is some kid's mother. So you know, I respect women. I just ain't fucking with, you know, I ain't gonna lower my standards to be with a bitch. So if your mother is here, you need to give her a grand hug. And a grand Mother's Day meeting. I mean, greeting. Because, fuck, she ain't got to be here. COVID. She fortunate to be here. I miss my mother, man, so much I can't even tell you. So I wish all of us could tell our mothers living and past that we love her. Matter of fact, let's just do it right now because we can do it collectively. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. We love and miss you. I'm telling you. Actually, I said this earlier that you know, some of these young motherfuckers are sharp. But I know I talk hella shit, you know, about you guys. But I've learned that there's some fucking youngsters who's smart beyond their fucking years. In the game. you know, every so often I step back and I assess different things that I be thinking. And this was on my mind, and I realized that there's a guys who know what the fuck they doing and know what they talking about. And I ain't going to mention none of them, you know, their names or anything like that, but I hope you know who you are. It's just, how do they fucking know? Because not only have we spoken, they're making it. They're using mostly old school principles. And they're making it because this game ain't dead. This game just don't have enough participants in it. So I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers, salute. Because I'm dumb. Wait. I haven't even looked over to see what y'all talking about, huh? Fuck. Man, you guys got too many shit. Hey, you guys, what you need to understand about Rosebud? Huh? Oh, no, that's right now. Okay. Hey, you guys got to understand something about Rosebud. I think of things to talk about that kind of go along with the time that's going on. And before I actually get off, I just want to say one thing about these motherfuckers killing us. There is absolutely nothing you can do unless you are alive. You can't do shit from your grave, and whatever can be done, you ain't getting none of it. None of the retribution, none of the nothing. Do not talk shit to the police. Don't do it. I mean, goddamn it, man, I can't see myself letting them grab me and throw me off whatever the motherfucking way, but I swear I'm going to try to do it. Because if I let it, man, I ain't got but 7 days left. But goddamn it, I want them. You got some years. You got a whole life. These motherfuckers are systematically trying to figure a way to take you out. I ain't going to harp on it. That's just all I got to say. I love you motherfuckers, and I don't want nothing to happen to you. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you.